This is BYU News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. 2 days after being hospitalized with COVID-19, U.S. President Donald Trump declared, "I get it," in a message to the nation Sunday before briefly leaving the hospital to salute supporters from a motorcade. Hours earlier, Mr. Trump's medical team reported that his blood oxygen level dropped suddenly twice in recent days and that they gave him a steroid typically only recommended for the very sick. The doctors also said that Mr. Trump's health is improving and that he could be discharged as early as Monday. With 1 month until Election Day, he was eager to project strength despite his illness. The still infectious president surprised supporters who had gathered outside Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, driving by a black SUV with the windows rolled up. Secret Service agents inside the vehicle could be seen in masks and other protective gear. Joe Biden's campaign says a Democratic presidential nominee tested negative for coronavirus Sunday. The results come 5 days after Biden spent more than 90 minutes on the debate stage with President Trump. Biden had 2 negative tests on Friday as well. Biden is scheduled to travel Monday to Florida for campaigning. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has defended his handling of the coronavirus pandemic despite weeks of rising infections, but he did warn that the country faces a bumpy winter ahead. Britain has Europe's highest coronavirus death toll, and Johnson's conservative government is facing criticism from all sides. Opponents say tougher social restrictions are needed to suppress a second pandemic wave already sweeping the country, but many of his associates say that restrictions must be